Hi, I'm Ann Litt, and I'm here with Chef Michael Voltaggio. He's known for pushing boundaries with his cooking, which helped him win season 6 of Top Chef and open a very successful restaurant in L.A. called Inc. But today, we are here to talk about music. We'll be playing excerpts of songs he selected that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. And I know you started with the Notorious B.I.G.
I definitely grew up a little bit hip-hop, I think. I think this song was like the transition for, for the Notorious B.I.G. to go from sort of a hustler in the street to building a brand and building a business and taking care of his mom. You know, there's a reference to like, you know, I got this car for my mom. You know, not forgetting where you came from and how you got there. And I think in a lot of cases, sort of the street smarts that I had to develop as a kid are lessons that have transitioned me into a better businessman. Up until his death, he was striving for something bigger than what he had experienced as a child, and that's more or less, I think, how this song relates to me and what I do today. The opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same. I was around drugs and gangs and violence, and one of my best friends was murdered when I was very young, and all that sort of stuff. I could have made the whole list hip-hop, but I think that just would have been easy. But for me, this is one song that I think, whether you listen to hip-hop or not, it's a success story, and it's one for people that weren't handed anything. It's one for people that had to go out and work for it. It's a little bit cheesy in the sense that, like, I've got, you know, the money, green leather sofa and all this kind of stuff, and I think it comes from a place of humility. But at the same time, there's a sense of pride in the fact that, like, I came from here and I made it to here. And I think that's what this song means to me.
It's Juicy by Notorious B.I.G.
Packing ice and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carrots in my baby girl.
That was Juicy by Notorious B.I.G. It's one of Chef Michael Voltaggio's song picks on KCRW's Guest DJ Project. Now, next up, we're taking a left to Toots and the Maytals, Country Roads.
So this band was actually recently introduced to me by my chef de cuisine, Cole. And Country Roads is a song that we all know, and I'm a big fan of cover songs if they're done really well. It makes you feel good, like when you hear it, you have to sing along, and it's a song that we're all familiar with because that song, regardless of who wrote the original and who plays it, everybody knows it. So it's one of those songs, and in fact, the first time I heard it, I was like, wait, I was singing it, and then I was like, wait a second, this is different than the original song that I've heard, and I really like this. And I love country music in the fact that the lyrics, again, have some truth to them usually. I mean, I don't drive around and listen to country music on a regular basis, but I feel like there's more poetry in the lyrics when you listen to country music, so.
Do you feel like Los Angeles is your home? You know, do you think East Coast when you think home?
I mean, I grew up on the East Coast, and so I definitely have a place in my heart for it, and, like, my children are back there, and my parents live on the East Coast, but L.A. for me was, like, for the first time in my life, was the first time that I moved somewhere and I was like, you know, I can live here. Like, this, I feel like I should live here. And there's this sense of creativity here that really inspires me to want to do something great. And when you're surrounded by people that are creative and sort of have the same goals, but they're all doing it in a different way or in a different, you know, professional setting, it's inspiring to want to do something great.
That was Country Roads, the version by Toots and the Maytals on KCRW's Guest DJ Project. I'm Ann Litt. I'm here with Michael Voltaggio. And next up, we've got Flogging Molly, If I Ever Leave This World.
For me, the list was more about not choosing 5 of my favorite songs, but choosing songs that have definitely, like, impacted me in some way, whether it be emotionally or physically or whatever it is, or professionally. The Flogging Molly song, I have 2 kids back east. And when I came to L.A., I came out here by myself, sort of starting a new life out here. And I felt like I was leaving a world that I had created back east and going to another world. The lyrics, when you listen to them, it's like, I'll leave the world, but then I'll come back and be by your feet at night and things like that. And so for me, it's more of making sure that although I left something behind, not to forget, like I've got two beautiful daughters, and for them not to worry, like I'm still here in that same world, and I can be in that world. I'm accessible to that world, but you know, I'm in Los Angeles.
If I ever leave this world alive, I'll take on all the sadness that I left behind. If I ever leave this world alive, the madness that you feel will soon subside.
It's got a good tone to it, and it's fast, and it's upbeat, and it's a little bit edgy and a little bit rock and roll, but it's a song where lyrically, if you listen to it, I think it could mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Some people might think it's, you know, death related, or but for me it was more about, you know, leaving one world and going to another, but not forgetting to go back and be a part of that world that you came from.
So when in doubt, just call my name, just be.
We heard Flogging Molly, If I Ever Leave This World. It's one of Michael Voltaggio's song picks. He's our guest DJ today. I'm Ann Litt. And next up, Tom Waits' House Where Nobody Lives, which is, I'm going to say, on the darker side of the songs you've chosen. Talk about this one.
So for me, this song, as a business owner, definitely stimulates the creative process about what's really important about what I do. And anyone can build a restaurant. And this song talks about a house where nobody lives. And so I picture this decrepit, lifeless house where there's no soul in it. And it's not because it's not decorated fancy, but it's because there's no people in it. There's no life in the restaurant if there's no people in it. And it doesn't matter how big and outrageous and fancy and nice you build the restaurant. The soul is in the people that fill it. And so for me, that song speaks to that emotion of wanting to be surrounded by good people and thriving off the energy that those people bring to the space that you're in.
If you find someone to have, someone to hold, don't trade it for silver, oh, don't trade it for gold, 'cause I have all of life's treasures, and they're fine and they're good, they remind me houses are just made. What makes a house grand? Oh, it ain't the roof or the doors. If there's love in a house, it's a palace for sure.
Tom Waits is such a powerful performer. Does that play into it at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first time I heard his music, you know, he's an artist, and I'd like to think professionally I'm an artist as well, so for me, you know, I heard this soulfulness behind his music. And when you taste a dish in somebody's restaurant, you know, anyone can make it look pretty and package it the right way, but you can really taste, I think, somebody's soul in a dish when you eat it. And so for me, hearing Tom Waits for the first time was like tasting a dish where you could close your eyes and it didn't matter. You were just focusing on the smell and the taste of what you were putting into your mouth. And that's the same thing with his music. Like, you could close your eyes and just listen to the sound of his voice and feel somebody's soul behind it. His music doesn't sound produced to me. It sounds real and authentic, and it sounds like it comes from a place of experience and authenticity.
The house where nobody lives.
That was Tom Waits' House Where Nobody Lives. It's one of Michael Voltaggio's song picks. He's here as our guest DJ today, and your closing song is the classic Let It Be by the Beatles.
This song for me is actually part of like my daily life. And so for me, even as a young line cook, when I would get in the weeds, that's what we call it when you're really far behind and you have to dig your way out of it, I would, instead of listening to all the yelling and screaming around me, I would play these lyrics in my head and I would sing them to myself. So like, just let it be, let it be, let it be, and just get through it, get through it, get through it. And let all the wisdom and everything that surrounds you just help you get through this experience, and let everything around you be, and just focus on one thing and get it done. And so for me, when I would get weeded, I would just be like, let it be, and like do that in my head and just block everything else out so that I could get through that moment. And so this is my In the Weed song, you know, as a line cook.
Let It Be by the Beatles. Michael, thank you so much for coming in and doing KCRW's Guest DJ Project.
Thank you very much. It was a lot of fun.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.